then when we leave LA County,
that's the other time.
He can't,
so
yeah,
no vacations. LA County. All right, so it's got to be
and
home.
Then when someone's running their air conditioner and we can hear the unit.
Oh geez.
You sometimes will hear that.
So basically,
you know.
So basically, no summer sex.
Well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, you know, and
now if
well, that's not true because a lot of time people have the air off if it's cool enough, and the pork has been put away.
So maybe summer. Maybe the time, geez, nighttime people run the air conditioner. Afternoon, they run the air conditioning.
And I did try to. We did shut off one old lady's air conditioning one summer. She did die, not because of us,
of course,
but another time the air conditioning broke down.
Died of heat exposure.
We're assuming that. It was about 3-4 days before the sheriff broke
Hills.
In the door. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And
people
someone said, is like, someone barbecuing pork? Oh, no, it's the old woman laying dead in the house.
Oh.
It was very, very
sad.
Synchronistic, too. Because her. Now I wanted to pass the law, said, and dead old ladies. Steve can't get an erection.
Oh, see,
God,
right.
Buddy. No.
But to be fair, I mean, I understand you have to tell me the facts, and you were actually trying to have sex when the old lady died.
Right, when the old lady started to smell,
and you're wondering why all of a sudden he had this sexual dysfunction.
What is it? He says, "I smell pork."
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, "God," and I said, "GD it."
Yeah.
And I went downstairs. No one was smelling pork. I called LA County. I said, "Could you come on over? Because I know Riff Daly."
LA County Fire Department.
Sheriff. No, LA County. He's a friend of ours. Riff Daly's a sheriff deputy. I said, "Riff, honey, can you swing through?" He said, "Sure." And I said, "I smell pork." He said, "Well, let me on a wild guess." And he kicked down the door to Elaine's house.
The old lady.
And they found her in bed, just, you know, smiling, though.
Why do you figure she was smiling?
I don't know. Maybe she was finally rid of me, you know?
No, come on, Bobby. No, don't be silly. Was she your next-door neighbor?
She was two doors
down. Two doors, okay.
But I've got a very heightened sense of smell, so and Steve does, too.
So except for all these...
Do you smell me?
No, I don't smell
good.
And I don't smell pork.
Yeah, because when Bobby's, well, I shouldn't say, but her BO is like pork.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I'm sorry, but I do usually use the, who's the Ice Blue Secret?
So Steve, so since she smells like pork, how could you have sex 3 times a week if she smells like pork and there's pork going all the time?
She uses underarm deodorant.
And then you're okay.
Yeah, and old ladies don't die every day, but then, yeah, you're right about the barbecued pork. And we asked the Bregmans, we said, "Do you mind very much?" And I was being really, they're going, "Slow down, Steve, slow down. What's wrong? Anything for you, booby?" You know that. And I said, "Can you not do the pork?" And he said, and he's pointing to his wife, I said, no. I said, "Barbecue it." And he said, "Okay." So we've been able to keep that under wraps.
Yeah, but I'm concerned because we leave LA County. We're going on vacation with the boys, for instance. We're going to go to Carlsbad Caverns.
Oh, nice.
We're going to do a whole drive and go to Bryce Canyon.
Oh, how
it's very
beautiful,
lovely.
Beautiful.
And
what if you were to use, well, and you're going to have separate bedrooms, of course, separate hotel rooms, yes, from the boys?
Well, the boys in one, yes.
Yeah.
Although we do, occasionally we get the suite. The bedroom.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. But then there we are outside of LA County, and there's Steve laying there sweating. With his muscles just looking so good, and yet there's sweat, and he's going, I'm sorry, honey, I'm sorry. And I'm like, oh, shut up, dick. I said it. I was joking, Steve.
Well,
I was joking when I said that. I'm
thumb
sorry.
Dick?
Yeah, what I call it, thumb dick.
Yeah, just a term of endearment.
It's a term of endearment. Yeah. Why, do you think that's harsh?
It's a little harsh.
Yeah, it is.
It's a little harsh. Steve, I'm with you on that. It's a little harsh.
Thanks a lot. Yeah. I tried to tell her, and she's all...
Well, doesn't it let me down, me, the woman?
The thumb dick?
Susan? Yeah, no, but when you guys get into bed, and you're looking so hot in your jeans,
And we can't.
And he's all day long in his
well,
jeans,
let me
looking
get at
hot
that.
Without a shirt.
Yeah, let's get that. So he's a young man. He's had some substance issues. He's had some things that may have affected his erectile function. But why not get him back on those what are called PDE5 inhibitors, which is like that Viagra, Levitra class, and maybe then he can get more confidence back. Steve, what do you think?
Well, God, I'm sure only guys that can't get it up. I mean, I can't, but only in psychological deals and stuff. It ain't like it don't work.
But it doesn't work when you want it to, and maybe we can help.
I mean, okay, but doesn't it mean that I'm weak?
No.
I'm a weak
man. No, Bobby, you don't do that to him, do you? Do you shame him?
Guys,
do you shame him when he has erectile dysfunction? I mean, I understand the thumb dick.
No, but I did say thumb dick, and I said, well, why don't you go ahead and go off and read a comic book or something, because obviously you can't hear a woman when she's calling you.
God, see what I'm saying?
I do.
Isn't that bad? What's wrong with that?
It's what we call emasculating, Bobby. So when you
well, when a woman needs a guy, it,
no, I understand, you know? and that's why I'm saying we got to bring his confidence up, give him some medication maybe that helps him regain his confidence because he has a biological problem. He injured himself from all the drug use, and maybe now we can overcome.
Oh, I know what happened.
Uh-oh.
Dale and Janice Greeley went on a Caribbean cruise.
Yes.
And what did you heard him?
Yeah, Dale. Okay, Dale came to me. He said, "I got some Viagra. Do you want to use it?" I said, "Well, I'll take one or two."
Okay.
He comes back and he says to me, "Did the Viagra let you down? Like it crashed me through the floor?" I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I took the Viagra and was like reverse.
Oh,
it shriveled up."
Oh.
What's that about?
Well, that's not Viagra. That's something else.
Oh maybe my was, God! They had Steve. Yeah,
that sounds more like meth. Did it feel good? When did you like it?
I mean, you said he was up all night and playing cards.
Sounds like meth. It sounds
just playing dice.
And was he picking at things? And like, you know,
yeah, he's got some scabs on his face. Right. Why? What difference does that make?
Oh my God.
Sounds like meth. I mean, because people when they're on meth, they start thinking there's something, and they get delusional about things in their skin. They think there's glass in there, a bug in there.
That's why they have their messed up faces.
Pick, yeah. Picker syndrome, it's called.
Do you think they're possessed by the demon? Because I saw one woman who was on meth, and she's all...
It seems like it. It looks like it.
Really?
If you know, I kind of feel like whatever words you use, I don't care. We're all talking about the same thing.
I guess so. It's so sad. But no, I love my... Steve, I tell you all the time what a stud you are. God, what a crybaby.
That's bad.
But Bobby,
that's good. Build them up.
Honey, when you're in your jeans, mommy wants to, you know, close the shop down for the day and let's...
Yeah, I know, honey.
He looks hot. You guys in your jeans.
You like jeans?
To Janice, how dare they walk around? And I'm looking out the kitchen window. I'm going, oh, God, look at that, you know. Then I call him inside and I go, you, boy.
Oh.
And then suddenly he's like,
You just call Steven, not just the random jean-wearing kid.
Anyone in jeans. I'm kidding. No. I'll say, Steve, honey, mommy wants to see you. Get in this bedroom right now. You know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
guys like it.
Yes. We know some guys. Some guys like being...
Oh, do you think some guys feel like they have to have sex with their mother? Ooh.
No, it's not that. It's some guys just don't like dominant women. They just don't like women to be bad. Any kind. They like to feel like they're in control of things. You know, some guys.
Isn't that interesting?
And a lot of guys mixing it up. That's more healthy.
I like to mix it up.
Mixing
with
it up is good.
Yeah, I do. I'll say to him, you know, Steve, why don't you pretend like you're having sex with Janice Greeley in the garage, and I'll walk in on you. Only it'll be a blow-up doll.
Ooh.
Take this rubber doll. Go in there. Do it. You know.
Well, yeah. So I was saying, blow it up.
Well, I've only got a limited amount of time, so he blows up the doll, and I walk into the garage, and there he is, just driving it home to this rubber doll.
And you I'll like go, that?
No, it doesn't look. It's stupid.
Right.
You know, he's like,
how does this? He's saying, how does this look, honey?
No. Ooh.
And I do a good Steve impression.
You
how does this look, honey?
That was a good Steve. Yeah. Sort of giving bad.
And he's banging
image.
Away on this doll from behind.
No. My dolphins, it, my dolphins.
Your dolphins are going crazy.
They're going the wrong way.
Yeah, well, the one time it popped.
Yeah, the head blew off. I came in on him, and he was going, oh, yeah. And the doll head went poo-bang, you know, poo-bang.
Yeah, they don't make them
or
like
bang
these, Steve. Those cheap ones, you know.
But I would say, all in all, we have a great... But sex messes a lot of things up. And
how's
I
that?
Know a couple that don't have sex at all.
Oh,
you know why?
Why?
Because they say it complicates the heck out of the relationship. It's not worth it. He's well into his 70s, and she's 20 years younger.
Yeah, so there you go. She may have sort of bargained on that at some point.
Oh, okay.
You know.
But you can
have
the...
It's sad. You can continue all the way through your life. You can continue.
If you have the Viagra.
Well, some guys need that later. So, but everybody's capable of functioning basically way into their elderly years. And,
but you have to be in love and attracted to each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's preferable.
And I think... Well, Dr. Drew... You are such a brilliant man, and I mean, it's fortunate that you've been able to talk to Steve and I, and we are not the freak cases that you usually talk to.
No.
And I bet you talk to some real weird asses, don't you?
Well,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you just probably want to, I bet you, does he come home and he's just sick in a waste paper basket for a few seconds, Susan? You know, he'll come home, 1 minute, honey, and then I'm all right now. Do you, honey? I didn't mean to call you, honey.
And you can call me honey. It's all right.
Yeah.
A lot of the freakish stuff I hear is on the radio on Loveline over the years.
Lovelines. Yeah. Oh, my God. I used to listen all the time. And are you still doing that?
I am still doing it. Mike Catherwood now. It's on
what's K-Rock. His name?
Michael Catherwood. I think he came by this studio today. In fact.
Did he?
Yeah.
Was that Michael there in the suit and the topsiders and the Birkenstock sandals with the socks and the brief underwear? Okay. I think you are wonderful, Dr. Drew, and you've helped so many young people, especially with Love Lines. And you're on TV on, oh, that's where we saw you, on Headline News.
HLN. Yeah, they don't like to call it Headline News anymore. It's being rebranded.
Oh, really?
HLN.
Do you have
just
you,
like
you
the your, Learning Channel used to
I
be the Learning
loved
Channel.
You. I loved you in the Casey Anthony trial.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you were great.
That was fun.
I loved watching that.
I bet.
Does that make me sick?
No, you were not alone. You were not alone with that. A lot of women liked watching
well,
that.
Well, I thought she was innocent. I thought she was railroaded by the press.
It's possible.
And she is
That's a viable opinion.
Yeah, she's an absolutely... I think she's gorgeous.
A lot of people liked her.
I think that daughter she has...
Bobby thinks the mother, Cindy, is fantastic.
I'm not talking about the daughter.
Oh, you like Cindy.
I like Cindy, yeah.
Cindy seemed like she lied
a
little bit.
The daughter is a lying whore.
Well, it seemed like she lied, too. But Cindy seemed to lie a little bit, too, to protect her daughter, didn't she?
What do you think she lied about?
About her computer searches, and you know, I forget the details.
But
I felt bad for Cindy, too. Here's my deal on...
What about George?
Here's my deal on Cindy and George, and you'd appreciate this.
Yes.
Been talking a lot about parenting today. Is Casey Anthony had been manifesting problems for a long time.
Right.
I mean, basically, she missed last part of high school. They didn't know it. She pretended to go through graduation, and they didn't
know that.
They seem out of touch with this kid.
I'm marrying a guy, and he didn't even exist, right? Didn't they say that was later. Later on, yeah.
But the point is, this kid was in trouble, and they should have been getting her mental health services way before a death occurred. You know, until a kid dies. In fact, before the pregnancy. Right
now, do you attribute that to the fact that they were so wrapped up in each other?
Cindy and George?
A lot of people say,
I don't know what that was. It seemed like they got so frustrated with Casey that they just kind of like blew her off. They just like checked out. Didn't it seem like it?
Oh my God. Do we do that, Steve, with any of our boys?
No, we don't do that.
No, I don't see that at all.
With other people's kids. We just don't care about them.
Good, because you were a little too involved with other people's kids.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, okay, I do.
So that's good, because now I couldn't care whether they live or die.
The other kids. That's probably better.
My kids, that's bad?
Better.
Oh, it's better. Okay, better. Yeah. I mean, I do. I'll get out of the car and I'll say, Steve, check underneath, because you don't know if you hit one and drag
that'd
him.
Be bad. That'd be
yeah,
bad.
Yeah, you know, and.
That's not better.
Because
now it's all about our family, and the homeowners association,
of course,
I'll grant you that,
yes,
you know, and all the stuff what we do, but now I'll get out. Forgot about the other kid. I'll check under. Is there a kid stuck?
Because we heard about someone doing that in another county, not our county.
Somebody running over a kid.
Yeah, right.
Okay, the kids are out there on skateboards and stuff,
On their skateboards. Yeah.
I'm Steve. How do you feel about the homeowners organization? Seem like Bobby.
Well, I think Bobby. No, she
seems like it's a really important thing to Bobby. Are you invested in it too? You involved with it?
Well, whatever Bobby says, I should be.
You just come along with her.
Yeah, I mean, Bobby thinks it's important for us, and so I'm there as the treasurer and the vice president.
I'll
help clean up.
Your family dominates the homeowner association,
Well,
Bobby.
A lot of people have said they think it's like we're some kind of a junta, you know. And I go, what? And they go, military dictatorship. And I go, how dare you, a military dictatorship? That's like I'm, you know, pulling out a man's... You know, pubic hairs with a tweezer or something. No.
I mean, it could be like Evita. Remember Perón and Evita? That's the. That was a glamorous dictatorship, wasn't
it? What's that? A wine?
Evita Perón. No, go see the music. You like musicals?
Oh, look at how bored he is. Oh, well,
Jesus,
let me get
Sean's just done with us.
At 1 hour. Well, what should we do? I'm talking to Dr. Drew Pinsky, and Sean just got up.
Sean has had it with RS.
He got up. He just
stormed out of here.
He just pulled his pants down and BA'd us. I'm kidding.
He was thinking about it, though.
He was, though. I don't know about that. Evita Perón. I've heard of her.
Have you seen the musical?
The play?
The play, yeah.
I've heard of that, yes.
And I think you might enjoy it. I'm just saying.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
That's it. And that seemed like a dictatorship, a somewhat...
Where the husband and the wife were sort of into
it. Reminds me of you guys. Yeah, that's all.
Oh, my God. Well,
and then the word junta came,
Dr. Drew, you should have seen Western Estates before we took over.
A mess?
It was horrible. It was just...
So they're happy with you guys. So
I think they've got... I think I've convinced them, you know what, let's just do this. You know, with your little elections, just, you know...
Forget the elections.
Bug off.
Yeah, you just took over.
We've got it. I've got this.
Well, they seem to be okay with that.
I think they're all right. And we have Cocktail and Patio Magazine coming over today for another photo shoot.
Congratulations.
We've been featured. Oh, yeah.
How fun. Cocktail. And what is it?
Cocktails and Patio.
Oh, interesting.
And so it's drinks and furniture, outdoor furniture.
Wow.
And, you know, barbecues and cocktails and that.
The barbecue's been a problem for you.
And then also, I'm the PTO president.
PTO.
The Parent Teacher Organization of the Western States High School.
Oh.
Yeah, so...
not PTA, but PTO.
PTO. I changed it.
Oh.
Because association sounded like...
Formal?
It sounded like a socialism. Socialistic. Like
yeah, yeah.
Association of Artists.
Too equal.
Alliance. And so, not that it's too equal, but do you think these pens are free? Can we take these home? It says Sean. Sideshow Network. I thought I could. I'm not changing the subject.
No.
My mind is drifting now.
Yeah, my wife is kind of hitting her limit for being able to pay attention.
Okay.
Is that bad or good?
Yeah, I drift.
No, everybody.
I drift.
Yeah, everybody has their... we've been talking a long time.
I won't have the opportunity to talk to Dr. Drew for
I would
a long
happily
time.
Come back.
Would you?
I would.
Sit down with my son, Dylan?
Sure.
Or Justin?
Sure. That'd be fun.
You would. My nephew is actually here. And his name's Justin, too. His name's Justin McElroy. I'm his sister. His mother and I are sisters.
Okay.
His sister and I are mothers.
Is he okay, Justin?
And Justin, he's fine. He just was with us today.
Okay.
Yeah, Justin likes to come over here because he thinks maybe he wants to be a broadcaster.
Okay.
Honey, come here. Dr. Drew wants to talk to you.
I don't want to.
Come on. This is Justin. Just briefly.
Okay. Hey, Justin. Nice to meet you. Pleasure.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Justin.
Hi.
What, are you in high school?
Do you want...
No, honey.
No,
Dr. Drew.
No, I'm good. Are you in high school now?
Yeah.
What year?
Right now is my junior year.
Right now. You're going into your rising junior, as they say?
I'm going to, be a junior. I was a sophomore last year, yeah.
Where are you going? Where are you high school?
I'm going to Western States High School.
Oh, so you're in with the Dylan and the other Justin.
Uh-huh.
I'm
sorry. I was going to go to Western States High School to go see my cousin.
Oh.
No, I go to L.A. Canyon High School. It's up in Lancaster.
Oh.
And my dad works up there. My dad's a dentist, and my mom is, Bobby's my aunt, and my mom is their sisters.
And do you have plans for college, Justin?
I hope that I go to college. I'd like to go to UCLA,
Cool.
If I can. But
see that big water main break at UCLA this week?
That was intense.
Crazy, right?
Yeah, it was kind of intense. I don't know how I saw Pauley Pavilion got...
It's flooded.
Flooded out, yeah.
So you want to go into broadcasting maybe, huh?
Yeah, I'd like to I went over, I saw Phil Henry work, and he's
a genius.
He's crazy.
He's crazy, but he's a genius.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty funny and everything, but I don't want to do that. I want to do more sports.
Uh-huh. There's a lot of business, a lot of still activity in the sports field.
Yeah, he wants to do the sports casting. Okay, I mean, but all right, I'm telling him.
I can tell it. Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to talk to my aunt like
that. Yeah, be nice to your aunt. She's a lovely lady.
Justin wants to be like Joe Buck, and we think Joe Buck's overrated.
Shut up, man. God.
You like Joe Buck.
I like Joe Buck a lot. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's
your favorite sport?
Well, I'm football.
Do you play football?
I was trying to be on the B team, but I couldn't make the B team. I tried to make junior varsity, but I couldn't. So I've been the manager.
But you like football.
Enjoy it. Yeah, I like football a lot. And I also thought, well, maybe I could be a coach. But then I found out that I would like to, be...
sportscasting.
Like broadcast. Yeah, sportscasting.
Would you want to announce the games?
Yeah.
So here's my
I like to do radio more than TV, but they say that football, they don't do radio, but...
Well, they do, and then UCLA has a great radio. Here's what I recommend, Justin.
Can you get me to meet them, or I could ask Mr. Henry maybe.
I think Mr. Henry probably, maybe. I don't have any relationship with anybody in sports, but I do know that we do. Susan, what's your buddy's name? Your buddy that does the sports announcing, McDonald.
Oh, McDonald.
Bill McDonald. We do know somebody, and we could maybe hook you up with.
That'd be great.
Yeah,
Justin, what about that?
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
And then Justin, you just got to go do it. You got to start announcing games. That's what he used to do, and he just announced.
Yeah,
even if it's just into a tape recorder, just start announcing games.
Wow, I really like to do that. And I asked my parents and my mom.
My sister's not going to let him drop out of high school.
No, not drop out of high school. Go to UCLA.
Well, but I mean, why am I in school? I know what I want
to
do.
Oh, no, Justin, you got to go to school. Here's why.
See, that's the whole thing about it. It's such a waste.
No, Justin, here's the deal. Let me put it this way. If I were hiring, I tell my kids this. If I were hiring, Sean, did you finish college?
Yes.
See?
Oh, what a
you see?
Liar. What a liar.
No,
I'm kidding. I know. Sean, seriously, man?
Yeah, that's how he got the heat.
You're such a liar, man.
And he probably was up against... What are the degrees?
Oh, yeah, right. You're saying that on account of Dr. Drew being here.
I have a master's degree.
In what?
Yeah, in
media arts.
In slackology.
Don't study.
In slackology.
Don't study. You're funny. Don't study.
I always give him crap.
Well, you're good, though. You're funny. Well, don't study media, whatever you do. Don't study. Just study something else, because smart will always help you. Being smart, yeah, being well-trained, well-educated can always help
me,
you.
Yeah, don't study media because it's like a waste.
It's a total waste.
What did you take, man?
Media arts.
Oh, dude. Are you serious?
You know, you sound really like a slacker yourself. You're talking to Sean.
Justin does? Whoa. Bobby. No, Justin.
Well, he's going, oh, dude.
No,
dude.
I'm engaged with this kid. His sister's done a nice job.
Yeah, see, Dr. Drew talks to me like I'm a regular guy. You know,
well, my sister is very upset with him because, look, I want to say, they had a, let's walk out of school day and do festing gaming.
Festing?
Yeah, they go, let's go have a fest. What do you call that?
Oh, we had a game fest.
Game fest, festing. Yeah.
And I go, let's do a walkout on account of students do that in the protest times. And I said, yeah, you know, it'd be kind of cool to do it.
For a festival.
You want to know what else happened?
Tell me, Justin.
Professor McKinsky said, hey, you know what? That was kind of cool because you kind of got the students together and bonded them. But in the future, you got to ask me. But it was still kind of cool.
So you showed some leadership skills.
Yeah,
supported that.
So see?
Yes, but you still were put, he was put on
expansion.
Probation for,
I imagine. Well, you got to take action.
Well, I mean, God, see, that's what I mean about adults. They tell you one thing, go another way.
Maybe study. Justin.
And Sean's all lying about going to school.
I believe Justin.
Dude, I'm kidding.
Maybe study how to, you know, computer science. You can create games if you're a big gamer. You can build.
Well, yeah, I'd like to do that. I mean, I got a friend of mine that's going to do like music and stuff. I really like sports and everything.
Sports your thing.
I mean, I like
to
play Madden with them and stuff, you know.
Yeah, sports your thing. You should stay focused there. But go to college. Bobby, I'm telling him go to college, right?
You should go to college, honey.
Well, I mean, Bobby, you dropped out of USC.
I'm a girl, all right? And I married, you know, your Uncle Steve, so...
Well, anyway, I mean, I don't want to wind up. I mean, I love my aunt, and I love my uncle, but they're kind of, you know, stupid. Mm-hmm. And I love my mom, but she's sort of stupid. My dad is a dentist, but he got in trouble because he was pulling teeth because they wanted him to. Do you know what that's called? People would come in and go, yeah, pull it out. Like, yeah, they'd hear it down the hall.
That's weird.
So it was pretty radical, though, man. But, I mean, my dad's doing good now. But
is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he have to get disciplined by the state or something?
Well,
Bobby?
My dad comes
from... Bobby, what happened there?
He got talked to. I think there was a fine that was paid.
License?
He had a student...
Suspended license for a while?
Yeah, suspended license. He had a patient that loved it because he'd seen that little shop of horrors.
Yeah.
And he would come in and just hug him while he pulled it. It's almost like he was having sex with him, but he's pulling a tooth. So... it was real sick.
Talk that way about my dad.
Well, it's time you know Justin. And but now he's doing fine.
Wow.
Makes a mint of money. I mean, they're filthy rich.
That's nice. Just
filthy rich. But
sounds a little jealous.
Well, I am a little bit because Steve's not a dentist. He's a
Well, I mean, my uncle Steve mows lawns and stuff.
No, I don't. I'm a landscape architecture.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
All right. Well, we're bothering Dr. Drew.
No.
Wait, no, I know. But actually, that's code for you're bothering me. So could you?
Yeah, okay.
Justin. See you, dude.
Okay. Hey, Dr. Drew, can you talk to that Bill?
Bill McDonald. Got it.
Old McDonald or whatever.
Old McDonald. Think of it that way. Just however you have to remember.
What is his name?
Bill McDonald.
Stay there, honey. We're going to be leaving soon.
See you.
Okay.
See you, man.
This redheaded lady looks hot.
Yeah.
Dr. Drew's wife is hot. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't.
It's all right. It's good. Thank you. He's quite a
I'm so sorry.
He's a character.
I'm so sorry. Yes.
You know, I see how every 17-year-old, or 16-year-old thinks adults are stupid.
He's 16 going on 35 has a bunch of ideas, a head full of ideas, and a mouthful of cotton candy. That's what we say about Justin. Well, Dr. Drew Pinsky, how much time? Can we cut this up into thirds or something, Sean?
We'll do three shows. I'll come back.
Oh, my God. That's how interesting you've been. We haven't done a three-parter ever.
Wow.
We did two-parters, never done a three-parter.
I am moved.
Because Dr. Drew Pinsky has been my guest, and he has so many observations about how life should go, and I have observations about how life should go.
And Bobby, I got to say, you're just a terribly engaging, interesting woman.
It's been such a pleasure
to talk to you.
It really is, Dr. Drew.
And I can see why you have a big following on the radio, because there's a lot to you. And,
really?
And Steve, I appreciate you being...
See, Janice, if you're listening.
And Steve, I appreciate being a part of this as well.
Thanks a lot for helping us out a lot of things about the dysfunctionals.
Yeah.
And also, there was one other thing you helped us with, but I can't remember what
Justin,
it was.
Justin, probably. Maybe a little bit
yeah,
of Justin.
My, yeah, Yeah. My nephew is great, and you ought to talk to my sons. They're like, they're way smarter than Justin, except they have a tendency to get into trouble with the police. But
well, the sheriff came out a couple times. They were spray painting things. Yeah.
Well, you did. I did say I'd come back and talk to them, so I'm happy to do
Let's do that. But I am excited to hear Dr. Drew, and also where can we hear you on the radio? Love Lines, of course.
Yeah, Love Lines, Love Line,
and still on K Rock here in Los Angeles.
Still K Rock locally, LovelineShow.com. You can get the podcast for it. I'm
on
also
HLN.
Doing HLN, 6 o'clock, and I guess 9 in the East.
Oh.
And that show's a lot of fun to do. And,
it's a great show.
And then I have a podcast with Adam Carolla, AdamandDrewShow.com, and then I have my own podcast at DrDrew.com.
Are you on Adam's podcast?
Yeah, I'm on his. Well, he and I, we both
do a segment.
No. He and I have our own show.
Okay.
And then I have my own show. Oh. And then he has his own show. So all on the Carolla Network, on the pirate ship.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's a lot of stuff.
Dr. Drew, and what else? Anything else? Any movies coming out? Are you writing a script?
Nothing.
Are you taking lunch?
No, it's all good.
You should take lunch and, just, and see who takes lunch,
Yeah, sounds like crushing up Darvon.
I saw you crushing up lunch and putting it in a spoon once.
Me?
No, I'm kidding.
Steve.
That would be funny, though.
I had one last question for Steve. Yep. Did you ever hear of Doors and Fours back in the day when you were shooting? Because I haven't talked to anyone.
No, I never have. I'm nervous, though.
Okay. It was just Darvon was your thing.
Oh, Darvon.
But never Doors and Fours.
I mean, I did up Darvon. I did up Second All.
Yeah, yeah.
I did up Two and All.
Well, but that's all stuff from that vintage. That's vintage drug use.
Yeah, it's back in the day.
They used to crush Doordens, and I think it was Tylenol number 4, it was Doors and Fours.
Wow, I don't know about that.
People died like crazy from that stuff.
I knew a lot of guys that did Romalar and stuff like that. Is that what people do?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, codeine and everything.
Well, codeine, sure.
Oh, yeah, I did up codeine, too.
Well, I'm sure. You were into most stuff, Steve.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't do that.
I'm a little worried that dude that gave you the Viagra gave you meth, and I worried about the alcohol.
Man, but I didn't have a relapse or anything.
I
a lot of scabs into my face. You just, for about 2 weeks, I looked like
the check money. Out a little 12-step. Right. Just a little 12-step might help you out.
Yeah, the 12-step is so important, and everybody out there, keep that in mind. I have so much. And Phil Hendry was talking about a bunch of pharmacology stuff, and I was like, "What are you talking about, Phil? Why don't you talk to Dr. Drew?" And he goes, "Oh, never mind." And he wheeled about and left.
And Phil's way of doing that.
Yeah,
poof. He's always gone.
He's poof. Phil's already. You see his car going by. It's almost like he's Superman or something. Just poof.
Yeah. He can appear and then
he's somewhere.
And he's gone. Yeah. Afterward, boom.
But I hope you come back and talk to us.
Yes.
I know that I'm going to do something with Susan. She is so cute.
Yes, she is.
Oh, my God.
Super
and
hot.
And that purple skirt, I got to know where you got it. The dress.
You will love the whole group she's gathered together. There's something out there right now. They're
oh, my God. We're going to have a ball.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dr. Drew, so much. I am Bobby Dooley, and this is the Bobby Dooley Podcast. My guest has been Dr. Drew Pinsky, and we've got to find a way for it to end. So I'll just say, and hi.